This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Myanmar U Min Aung Hlaing had detailed talks on the entire gamut of bilateral issues in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions covered trade, defence, border management, culture, among other areas of interest. Briefing media after the talks, Foreign Minister Secretary Vikram Misri said both sides expressed interest in forging closer cooperation, particularly in the areas of trade and investment, development cooperation, health, education and energy. Foreign Secretary said Prime Minister reaffirmed India's support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Myanmar, and both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of territory for activities inimical to their security interests.
Both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of sovereign territory for activities inimical to their security interests. Overall, this visit by the President has once again reaffirmed the shared commitment of both sides to deepen their long-standing partnership and to work together for mutual benefit, growth and prosperity in the region.
Mr. Misri said both sides underlined the importance of connectivity and agreed to work as quickly as possible towards the completion of Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project. President Draupadi Murmu has said Myanmar is an important partner in India's Neighbourhood First Act East and Mahasagar policies. Welcome Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday, President Murmu said both the countries share deep cultural, civilizational and spiritual ties that go back to centuries. The President said Myanmar is India's gateway to Southeast Asia as it is the only ASEAN country that shares a land border with India. Congratulating President Hlaing on assuming office as the President of Myanmar, President Murmu said that India looks forward to working closely with the new government to strengthen the bilateral partnership further. The Indian-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, SEPA, has come into force today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the SEPA will deepen the economic and strategic ties between the two nations. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that this partnership agreement is not simply a trade agreement, it is a statement of civilizational trust. The union minister informed that from day one, India will secure duty-free access on 98% of Oman's tariff lines, covering over 99% of India's export to Oman. Mr. Goyal informed that multiple consignments are being shipped yesterday from Mumbai, Kolkata and Chennai to mark the operationalization of the agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday shared an article written by Mr. Goyal on the India-Oman Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. The Prime Minister said the article emphasizes that the government's efforts to sign trade agreements with developed countries help improve the lives of every Indian. India and Australia yesterday reaffirmed the importance of enhancing cooperation with regional partners to help maintain a free, open, peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific. During the second edition of India-Australia Defence Ministers' Dialogue in New Delhi, both the countries agreed to enhance defence industrial collaboration in futuristic technology research. The meeting was co-chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Richard Marles. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar yesterday met Australian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles in New Delhi. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said that he shared assessments on regional developments, Indo-Pacific and further advancements of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises MSME Minister Jiten Ram Manji yesterday met a delegation from South Africa led by Minister of Small Business Development Stella Tembisa Ndabeni in New Delhi. The meeting focused on exploring opportunities to strengthen cooperation and collaboration in the MSME sector, recognizing its vital role in economic growth, employment generation and inclusive development. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil yesterday launched the Swachh Gaon Surakshit Jalvayu campaign for awareness on the Solid Waste Management Rules 2026 in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.